Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to the Chaperone Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Today we have two guests, a husband and wife team with something rather special to offer. They teach how to create lasting fulfillment in life, love, and intimacy. And I'm going to let them tell you more rather than try to explain any of this myself. Welcome, Elspeth and Freddie. Please, will you introduce yourselves one at a time and say what you do?
Hello.
Hello. Good to be on the show with you, Vivian. So, yeah, my name is Freddie Zintal, and my partner, Dr. Elspeth Moit. We're founders and directors of Tantra Nova Institute here in Chicago for the last 23 years, teaching the elements of how to work with life force or sexual energy to get to the subconscious pieces of ourselves, the energetic piece of ourselves that can, with most ease and grace and flow, allow what we most deeply desire to create more of in our life. And that's a lot said, but we'll get into it as we go through the time with you today. So excited to be here today. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Vivian, for having us on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and to speak to two people who are doing this work, and you have an institute called the Tantra Nova Institute, don't you?
Yes, we, you know, actually, the origin of the institute is very much connected to the time when Freddie and I met each other, and now teaching Tantra, we came to Tantra very differently. So, darling, do you want to share how you came to it?
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, Vivian, we've had our institute for 23 years here in Chicago, teaching these practices to people, couples and singles all over the world, books, tapes, television. It's been quite a journey for us. I was first introduced to a big piece of our curriculum that we teach when I was 13 years old. I was living in Hawaii. My father was a practicing psychiatrist, and I was spending a lot of time in the shower exploring my puberty. And, well, my father took pity on me and gave me a book to read, had the insight to give me a book on how to sexual meditation. So I loved it. My girlfriend loved it. And even more than that, it really assisted me in getting past the belief. I had this dream to go on to college on athletic scholarship, but living in Hawaii, didn't know, believe, or think that I could get the training or the exposure to do that. Well, I did go on to college on athletic scholarship, and the practices really assisted me in shifting that belief at a very deep subconscious level. I was in the software business for me.
It's amazing how these things affect everything, isn't it? I mean, it's, you know, we think, and I do want to make a point of this for the listeners, that we're talking about one thing, and then we realize we're talking about something here that affects everything about our being. And I do want to make it very clear to everybody that this is not a topic that is just for people in relationships. This is also, and you did say this, for single people, because this is what leads us into healthy relationships. Isn't that so?
That's right, you know, because in relationship we're always, you know, being triggered by this or by that. But at the deep level, we want to have a loving, you know, experience with each other. So how can we get out of this clay, this neurosynaptic memory bank that we are, this you know, carbon unit body meat suit that we're in that remembers everything from the beginning, to the moment, you know, and to become and develop this curious witness about that clay that we are, and also be able to move with ease and flow and grace towards this dream, this idea of love and peace and connectedness when we're deeply triggered, to be able to have a practice, a tool, to be able to connect to that and then move again with that. That's what this work does. You know, and what's interesting is that in all the approaches to transformation that there are, none that I know of really encompass how to learn to work with the life force or sexual energy and that altered state that happens when we're in it. You know, whether you're doing consciousness work or not, when we're in our sexual energetic self, we are more open, loving, vulnerable, receptive, chemically more endorphin, serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, so we're in an altered state. So with the distinctions that we teach in terms of breath awareness, energy awareness, and intention, we get, again, more exposed to what we don't see running in the background, energetically, emotionally, vibrationally, that keeps us oftentimes in a stuck place.
I think that you're putting it extremely well, and it's very, very interesting. And I'd also like you to share, maybe Elspeth, if you can speak, and tell us about the books that you've written and the workshops that you offer.
Yes, yes, I'd love to. And I just want to add a little bit to what Freddie said, because I grew up very differently. I wish, I'm just getting over this, you know, respiratory thing, so excuse my clearing my throat here. So I didn't have a dad who gave me a book on sex consciousness when I was a teenager. I would have loved that. Anyway, as you can tell from my accent, I grew up in Germany and came to the United States in my late 20s to do postgraduate work in music. And then I got my doctorate in education a little later, and then I went into management consulting. And I really came to Tantra because I was so despaired in my relationships, my intimate relationships, because I had this pattern of attracting unavailable men. And I knew there was something in the way that I couldn't see that kept me from creating lasting intimacy and love in my life. And that was the moment when I chose to delve deeply into the practice of Tantra like a discipline, not just reading a book here or there. And that was such an opening, Vivian. What I discovered was that I had held distrust towards men. And through the tantric healing rituals, that could not only be revealed, but also healed and cleared. And then 6 months later, I met Freddie. He came into my life, and I'm sure I would not have recognized him as a potential partner if I had not done the clearing work, because he was available. And so I better wanted to be available too, to, you know, connect with him. And that was the time within a few months that we decided to pool our resources and create Tantra Nova, and have built that over the year, and have taught all over the world, and have our institute in Chicago, and yes, have workshops for women, for men, for, of course, co-ed workshops, and we also work privately in private programs if someone feels more comfortable with that. And then in 2013, we thought it would really be good if we could put our work, our curriculum, together in a comprehensive way, and that is when we wrote Sexual Enlightenment, our book, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy. And that's a really great entryway to learn, you know, what the distinctions are, the practices. And then, of course, there is nothing like coming to a workshop or, you know, working with coaches where we really delve into the experience, given that experience produces transformation. While a book can open up our eyes, and it's wonderful, yet the true shift comes through experience.
Whew, that's very interesting. So let's see, tell us again, the name of your book is Sexual Enlightenment.
Yeah,
and
sexual
this
enlightenment.
Is available everywhere, like Amazon, and you have an audio version too, don't you?
Yes. Yes, that came out a couple of years ago, so we are very happy about that. And, listening to it is great. So sexual enlightenment, how to create lasting fulfillment in life, love, and intimacy. And I like so much what you said earlier, Vivian, that this work is not just for when we are partnered. It actually starts with each of us. Because that life-giving energy, this is our energy that has brought us into this life. And we all, if we want to apply ourselves, have access to that energy where we can move this energy consciously and harness that energy both for expanding our joy and pleasure in our physical body, connecting more deeply with our heart and love self, fueling this beautiful love that lives within each of us, and connecting with our consciousness spiritual self, so that we can come into balance, into reintegration of this triad of the physical sexual, the love emotional, and the conscious spiritual. And so then the sexual informs the spiritual, and the spiritual informs the sexual. And this is a little counter to what we may have learned when we grew up or through the world religions, where the sexual and the spiritual are really separate. However, we all are earthly and heavenly beings, always have been. So the tantric practice allows us to tap back into that with awareness to the fullest, and that is where we feel whole, where we feel complete, no longer compartmentalized.
It's very interesting for me to listen to this. Firstly, I just want to say with both of you, Freddie and Elf, that I love just listening to you, so excuse me, listeners, if I fall silent, but it feels like I'm listening to poetry. And then I remember you both have music backgrounds, because Freddie, I think you're a jazz musician, and Elspeth, you said you came to the States because you were studying music.
Yeah.
And it's so apparent in your voices and the way that you speak, and I can hear this undertone of the music, and when I hear that, then I feel this energetic flow. And then I realize that from my own frame of reference of being an energy healing practitioner, I do understand what you're saying when it comes to Tantra, because our life force and our creativity and who we are have to come from the second and first chakras, so from the root and sacral chakras. That's where that energy comes from. It needs to come into us and rise up and go through our entire systems in a very efficient manner. And, of course, it doesn't, and it gets trapped. And, of course, this is what you're talking about in Tantra also. It's the correct movement of the energy from the areas, the source areas where the energy comes from. And for so many of us, it's in terms of sexuality, that is blocked. And so the energy cannot move correctly through the system. And what you're doing is you're freeing up, you're coming in through a different gate and a very important gate to free up this energy. And then I just have to say more, because you've inspired me so much. And then it's so, so important that we don't try and begin this when we're running into trouble in a relationship, but that we learn about this even before, because it's going to influence who we are attracted to, who is attracted to us, how that relationship begins, and then the trajectory of that relationship.
Well said.
I managed to say it all. Thank you.
Yes, I want to expand on that as well. You know, people sometimes get lost in the energy. Like, what do they mean by the energy? What are you saying? So it's like, it's all energy. We're just, you know, our physical form is a denser form of it, and our emotions and our thoughts are energy, and they have create results, and they create what we call cascading effects, feelings, responses, and so on. So when we activate energy in the sexual manner, it is unique because it's creative and it's pleasurable. it's like it takes us back to the beginning. You know, when it started out, we were in the womb, and it was womb service and warm, and, you know, we didn't have to think about anything, and it was just so peaceful. Then all of a sudden we're born, and this whoosh, these bright lights and whacked on the bottom, and some guys are getting their wee-wees cut, and you're thinking, gee, send me back, you know. As life happens, all this good, bad, ups and downs, and, you know, shaming and modeling and da-da-da-da happen. And then we get to a point in our life where we want to create something that we've never experienced before. And that thought, that imagination, is our connection to the quantum and to the universe. It goes on for ad infinitum, which I can't even imagine. And so to really tap into that requires us to begin to become conscious of the energies, if you will, or the experiences or the emotions or the neurosynaptic memory of the things that often keep us stuck in a place, you know. And so to move towards this dream of whatever it is, a relationship or a better relationship or whatever, work or a place that's inspiring to live, whatever it might be that seems to elude you, to learn to get out of our own way, to begin to move with grace, ease, and flow. And so these are the practices. So the sexual energetic activation and practice is a doorway to remembering what we've forgotten.
A doorway to remembering what we have forgotten. What beautiful words. I mean, these are the doorways that we need. And it's wonderful the way that you put it, because it reminds us that this is something that is a birthright in a way. And it's something that belongs to us. We must reclaim it. As opposed to, we must discover it and reclaim it, as opposed to imagine it and try and find it. We have to look in a different place if it's something that already we had.
It's like it's always there. It's like we can practice stillness, it shows up. You know, if I'm in traffic, you know, and I'm wanting to get somewhere, anxious about getting somewhere, and I'm cursing the traffic, and I'm now, the cascading effect of that thought is I'm anxious now, my heart's racing, my blood pressure's up, I'm short, angry. Now, if I get past the ego or the any definition or, you know, about the cars in the road, then it's just cars in the road. And if my thought is that I'm moving towards where I'm going, then I'm easy and I'm flowing. I've shifted a Newtonian experience of the traffic. I've quantumly shifted the experience from the way that I look into it. And that's how the quantum affects all of our lives. I mean, it appears that, you know, I'm subjected to the weather, you know. And really, I can't change the weather, but I can change how I feel about it, which shifts my whole experience of it, my whole life experience.
Yeah,
Changing attitude. Sorry, Elspeth. I just wanted to confirm that changing attitude, that's the change we can make quickly. And all the other changes take time. But if we shift our attitude, we're in a completely different place already. That's a big change, and it offers a different forward progression. Sorry, I did want to say that.
Yes, great. And it's a nanosecond thing, just as you said it. It doesn't take time. It takes awareness and willingness. And then we want to bring this to our sexual life force energy, because the sexual is so, you know, it's so primal, and it is connected with so much emotional experience, you know, from the way we move through the birth canal, come into this world, our first connection with pleasure, which can, you know, be right there at birth or later, the relationship with our parents, all of that is totally interconnected, and often there is suffering around it. And all our suffering constricts our sexual energy, our emotional energy, and our spiritual energy. And in the end, it's really about freeing ourselves from suffering. And along the way, we want to go towards the eye of the needle. What I mean by that is, like, there are constrictions. It's part of being alive, because energy either expands or contracts. So from the moment, you know, we come into this world, we expand and contract. And often we contract to external stimuli. with a contraction, because that is how we, you know, protect ourselves. But then we stay stuck in that constriction. Mm. And so, as you said earlier, Vivian, it's setting ourselves free. And sometimes, just like for me, when I came to Tantra, it was really about setting myself free from that unconscious, subconscious belief that I had, that decision that I made when I was 18 years old, that men are never there for me, which at the time, you know, was, that was so, but then that trails us into our young adulthood and adulthood. And no wonder that I attracted unavailable men, because that was further proof that, you know, I was right. See, Elspeth, men are not there for you. And that needed to be cleared, because that, in some sense, didn't make me to be available. Although externally I looked very available, internally not so, because when I don't trust, I'm not available. And so that was the big shift for me, and it was made available to me to tap into my psychosexual self through the tantric practice, that where we tap into our physical body, into our energetic body, our emotional body. And while I had talk therapy in my early 30s around this 18-year-old experience when I made that decision, and that was, you know, quite helpful. But what I didn't know was that there was something living on the cellular level as a memory that was not accessible for my conscious mind. And the tantric healing opened that up.
Elspeth and Freddie, thank you so much. We're going to have to take a break soon, so I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we're listening to Freddie and Elspeth, a husband and wife team, who have started the Tantra Nova Institute, have written a book called Sexual Enlightenment, available on Amazon. And we're going to carry on speaking to them after the break here on the Shapira Show. Please join us when we continue. Thank you.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism,
then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chakra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. We are talking to Elspeth and Freddie, a husband and wife team who have developed a method that they call Tantra Nova, which is a form of energetic yoga. Tantra Nova frees our energy, raises our consciousness, and supports our capacities for intimacy and all relationships, both at home and at work. And so I want to speak some more to Elspeth and Freddie and on some other topics that they know a lot about, like revolutionizing your relationship, mastery of human relationships, tapping into vulnerability to access your bliss, and so on. They do really know a lot about all these different topics. So Freddie and Elspeth, let's begin with this one, revolutionizing your relationship, intimacy secrets, and sexual enlightenment. How do these two go together?
Okay, so the first part of that, sexual enlightenment. As I mentioned earlier, Vivian, when we're in our sexual energy, we are remembering something primordial. Again, this energy had, not again, but for the first time saying here today, this energy had was creating life before we had language. And there is an intelligence encapsulated in the energy. I mean, it's creative, it creates life, it's pleasurable when we're in it. And when we bring consciousness to the sexual, creativity and pleasure start showing up in areas of life that seem completely unrelated to sex and the simple process of living. This is the enlightenment part. So when we start listening in a sexual meditation to the subtleties of touch, sensation, the somatic experience, with our mind's focused attention and intention on sensation, location, and moving it with the breath, we start listening at a deeper level. So that listening is now available and accessible in areas outside of the intimate meditation. So if I say, oh, I hate my job, 30 more years of retirement, that dog doesn't hunt anymore, because what happens in the cascading effect of that thought, it doesn't feel very good. When I'm listening to what the thoughts create as an energetic cascade, so that begins to bring in a higher, super consciousness intelligence around pleasure. And wherever pleasure shows up, things are usually working. So the more I can bring that into my life as a way of being and coming from, the more I can dance while I'm here. I don't know how long, what life is before. I don't know what it is after, but I don't think it's this. Let's say this is the only time for all of eternity that we get to dance with sex, with eating, with laughing, with crying, with experiencing all the things that this dimension brings. Well, let's be here fully, and we all are such unique diamonds,
Mm-hmm. So that is the one aspect of what you spoke to Vivian a moment ago, so that we become consciously aware of our creative life-giving sexual energy and harness and put it to use, so to speak, consciously. The other aspect of human relationship mastery, for us, it really comes into a holistic way together. And human mastery, human relational mastery, has to do was becoming more aware what we call it relational model we are living in. So we identify a couple of relational models that are really useful to become aware of if we want to create fulfillment, joy, mutual understanding, and co-creation in our lives, with our intimate partner, with our child or children, with our colleagues, friends, and so forth. So the relational model we all are familiar with and that we all grew up with and that has been around for millennia is the vertical model. An example of that is patriarchy, or if we had matriarchy, it would be the same. In those systems, one is up and one is down. That could be a person that is up, another one down. It could be a whole group. It could be a country. And we know it from patriarchy for millennia. Males were up and females were down. It was just part of the common consciousness. And so
this is hierarchical. You're explaining that the vertical model is that there's a hierarchy and one person is higher than the other in the hierarchy.
Yes. And the thing in that system is that the one who is the top doesn't need to listen to the one at the bottom because the world occurs to the one who is at top as truth, the only truth. And what we are proposing is to move actually into a horizontal relational model where we are on the same plane. So I often demonstrate it with my hands. The hierarchical model is where one is up, one hand of mine is up, the other one is down in a vertical way, or horizontal, where one hand is on one side, the other hand is on the other side on a horizontal level. And in that model, we are equal yet different. And we want to further cultivate the differences and learning, being curious about our differences, because that enriches our lives. What I already know, there's no further enrichment. Yet, in partnership, and I want to use the intimate partnership here as an example, is that we are open to learning from each other, including that both of us can lead at certain moments in the relationship and then follow at another moment. So we are not in a stuck position as we are in the hierarchical model of there's one leader and one follower. In the horizontal model, one leads at one moment, the other follows, and then the other leads and the first one follows. So it's like an infinity loop where we are always in that leading and following and switching based on where our strengths live, perhaps what we want to further learn and, you know, build capacity in. And there are very particular verbs, action verbs, like leading and following, giving and receiving, speaking and listening, and that we can frequent in both dimensions. We also could call it that the yang and the yin frequencies are available to us in action, or the masculine and the feminine, not just gender-oriented. And so what we have developed is that we, you know, teach these principles of the partnership model, and through the energetic sexual energy awareness that this gets fueled. So back again to the heart, because that is where really connection arises. And from the heart, I connect with Freddie's heart. That is where I can listen to him. That is where I'm open. And there is from which I also speak in a way that he can hear me, not in a blaming way, but in an open, inviting way. And all fueled by our, you know, creative life force energy.
Wonderful. This is so wonderful. And it just truly is wonderful to listen to the flow of you speaking. I wonder if we can just focus now on your website and how people can get hold of you and find out more about your books. Can you tell us how to get hold of you via your website?
Thank you. At tantranova.com, TANTRANOVA.com. And our books are available on Amazon.com. Just look up Sexual Enlightenment or Elspeth Moyd and Freddie Centaur Viva. And then we also have a gift, Vivian, for the audience.
Oh.
which is an introduction, a video class, an introduction to sexual enlightenment, to learn practices that lead you there.
Oh, so this is accessible via your website.
It's, I think I sent you the link, but I'm happy to resend it.
Okay, that's excellent. So, Freddie and Elspeth, I can't thank you enough for coming and speaking to us about sexual enlightenment and intimacy and mastering relationships and telling us how to get hold of you and contact you for the Tantra Nova Institute. Thank you very, very much for coming on the Chakra Show and sharing this extremely important information that every single human being can benefit from. Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for joining us here on the Chakra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices, and it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062. Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I received directly from the spirits. For today's journey, I traveled to the spirit realm of the upper world to ask, what is the point of being human, and what happens to our consciousness upon death? So I traveled to the upper world, I started on my mountain ledge, asking the spirits to help me get to the upper world. I'm traveling up and up, and unlike previous times when I floated gently upwards, there's now like a black cord that I'm climbing up, still with a lot of ease, and feeling attached to the cord helps me go up very easily.
it's actually quite nice because there's this feeling of not having a heavy body weight to pull up with any kind of effort. I look upwards, and at the moment I'm in the daylight and going up into the blue sky. I look down and see the middle world far below me, and eventually I arrive in the upper world in a familiar forested area with an opening under the trees. And again I express my intention and request to the spirits for getting important and useful guidance. One of my spirit teachers immediately shows himself and puts out his hand, indicating that I should go with him. We come to a wooden ladder. I go up the ladder, and we are now on a platform made of wooden branches. And he says to me very pleasantly, "So, what do you want?" And what he is doing is asking me to be more specific about my request. I say, "Well, there are so many fascinating and important questions that I could ask, and two of the biggest would be, why do humans exist? What is the point? Is there a point to human existence? And another question is, what happens to human consciousness after death?" And my spirit teacher laughs and he says, "At least you're bringing big questions." And immediately he responds. He says, "One analogy would be, if you look at a car or a truck or any vehicle with wheels, human consciousness is like the wheel, absolutely essential for the vehicle to move. And movement has direction, trajectory, and destination. In this analogy, human life is essential. It's essential for the vehicle to move. But it is not the movement itself. It is not the direction. It's not the destination or the trajectory. It's a tool for something much, much greater." So I thought at the time that this was very interesting, that human consciousness, like the wheel which allows the truck to move, it's a tool for allowing something to move. And I ask, "Is there any way that you can help me understand this better?" And then he gives me another analogy, and he says, "A bird has wings, and the wings are essential for the bird to fly. So being human is like the wings, essential, but not the end in itself." Sticking with the analogy of the wheel, just as the wheel goes over the terrain, which can be smooth or bumpy, so our lives go over terrain that can be smooth at times and at other times bumpy. That's just the terrain. That's the territory. The pain and the suffering that is part of the impermanence of our lives is the terrain. So there's no point in arguing against the terrain, in fighting the terrain by saying, "Why is it like this? Why is it so painful at times?" That is not a helpful question. It's just like that we are the wheels, and the wheels have to go over something, and some of the time it's going to be smooth, and sometimes not. Coming to the second point, the Spirit says, and this is to do with death, and what happens then, he says, "Being a wheel is just a temporary experience, and it's a huge service that we are providing by being wheels and helping the movement of the vehicle." He says, in the conceptual language that we are able to understand about human evolution, the territory that has wheels, our human consciousness, enables the vehicle to travel to something that we can call the Holy Land. And of course, we might jump when we hear that phrase to a more familiar notion of heaven. Being a human is a crucial part of what propels consciousness to heaven. And I say, oh, that's a lot to think about and to try and comprehend. And of course, the thing here is the Spirit is really putting into words, for the benefit of my human understanding, something that I think is ultimately really beyond words. But we're in a communication here, so words have to be used. He says that one of our jobs is to be as good a wheel as we can be. A tire, following this analogy, that is under or overinflated or damaged, and every tire is going to be in some way not perfect. So a wheel or a tire can be improved. The more efficient a tire we are, the more we are enabling this vehicle to travel efficiently on the holy road to heaven. There is no way that rough spots can be avoided, because that comes with territory. But we can, through self-evolution, self-improvement, help ourselves to traverse the path with more efficiency and more ease. But there's no point in complaining about the road. He says that one of the key messages is that the road just is. The path just is. Somewhere in our English expressions, there's the phrase, just roll with it. And that's our job. We are part of something much bigger than our individual wheel, tire existence. It mostly seems obscure that there is anything other than us being individual tires just rolling along a rocky road, because we really have no sense of the destination. Mainly, all we have a sense of is the difficulty of the road we're traveling. But he says we should not mistake the road for everything that there is in existence. We should not mistake our roles, not to mistake our roles as tires or wheels for everything in existence. And the Spirit says that one of our responsibilities is to evolve our understanding, where we know that there is way, way more to existence than a rocky road. And I ask, is there more to be said about the heavenly realm notion? And the Spirit say they would use two words to describe the experience of heaven: love and creativity. And it's way beyond love in the usual human sense of I love somebody or somebody loves me. That's very narrow and restricted and individualized. The same with creativity. It isn't a solo thing like I do a painting. When they use the word creativity, there's a synergy, like when one's playing in a band, but that still isn't a complete understanding. But they say for now, one can think of heaven as love and creativity. And why? Purely for its own sake, almost like play, the joy of play. Now it's time for me to return to the middle world. I thank the spirits, return back down to the middle world, and thank you, spirits. This was a great journey. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show, and we're going to go on our break now. And when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from Crystal.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop. So try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at crystalhealingtechniques.com. Visit crystalhealingtechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, and welcome back to The Chavris Show. This is the part of the show where I talk to and about crystals. Today we're talking to sodalite, a mostly blue stone that actually can come in a range of colors. When I think about tuning into sodalite and having our little conversation together, this is the thought that pops into my head next. I love this moment. I love this moment just before I talk to a stone. And I feel so much excitement and anticipation as I stand on the brink of discovery. At first, I think to myself, this is an extraneous thought about what I'm going to do. And then I realize this isn't extraneous at all. This is it. This is me tuning into sodalite. I know from one of our crystal surgery procedures that utilizes sodalite that sodalite rectifies brain waves and enhances brain function in a very methodical and useful manner. I did not discover this property of sodalite on my own. It was shown to me by one of my students who is a talented crystal mystic in her own right. As I reflect upon this source, I remember that she has struggled with ADHD her whole life, and I realize that that is possibly how she perceived this particular property of sodalite, by experiencing its organizing principle at work on her own brain. In crystal surgery, we place the sodalite in three positions on both the left and right sides of the head, just above the ears, behind the ears, and just below the ears. Soon after placing the stones in the first position, just above the ears, one feels a wave that goes from one side of the head all the way through to the other side. To me, it feels like I'm playing ping pong through the person's brain, with the sodalite stones acting as the bats and the brain wave acting as the ball. After a short while, the brain waves begin to regulate, and you can actually feel the change to an even, stable, stronger rhythmic movement. And when I say you can feel the change, I'm saying that both the practitioner and the recipient can feel this. Both parties can feel this happening. Once we can feel this, we move the stones to the next position behind the ears, and so on. We call this technique regulating the firing of the brain. All you need to do this is to have two tumbled sodalite stones, which would probably cost $10 to $12 for the pair. Worth it, huh? It's certainly worth trying, and no harm can be done. I think it would be worth experimenting with wearing sodalite earrings and placing sodalite in one's pockets. As I haven't tried either of these yet, I don't know whether they could work in the same way or whether the placement at the sides of the head is essential to generating the regulating action. When I get to Tucson this year, which is going to be soon, I will hunt down a pair of sodalite earrings for sure. I really want to test this out. We also use sodalite with an active point to clear blockages in the energy field around the brain. This requires some training to do correctly, but there is nothing to stop a novice from simply placing sodalite on the third eye, where it will definitely support brain function. I would say that sodalite is one of my top three third eye stones. Whereas azurite helps one engage more deeply with self, and iolite engages metaphysical brain functions, sodalite works very effectively to coordinate the third eye and crown chakras by coordinating the three different parts of the brain, namely the cerebellum, cerebrum, and brainstem. A short review of the functions of these different parts of the brain reveals how inextricably these three parts overlap in their functions, so that it is impossible to generate a hierarchy of importance. What is important is that these three sections interact optimally, and it seems to me that sodalite offers us access to improving this interaction. A review of the technique for regulating the firing of the brain also reveals that we place the stones in positions that optimally reach these three sections of the brain. When I ask sodalite what message it wants to share with you today, it says this: although you may think of me as a blue stone, I do come in other colors as well, including pink, green, lavender, and yellow. I will just add, I've never seen it. I bet this comes as a surprise to you. I'm here to remind you, this is sodalite speaking, I bet this comes as a surprise to you. I'm here to remind you that even though you may have a usual way of interacting in the world via your personality and how you choose to express yourself, don't forget about all the other colors that you are capable of. Don't get stuck in just one way of being you. Give yourself a chance to explore and express different aspects of yourself. Expand your range and expand your horizons. Try cooking a new recipe or try something new on the menu at a restaurant. Travel to a new destination. Watch a movie on a friend's recommendation. Learn a new language. Develop a new skill. Make an effort to meet new people. Wow, as per usual, that took me by surprise. I just wasn't expecting that. Sodalite laughs at me. Of course you weren't expecting that. That's my whole message. You're all engaged in set patterns of thinking and doing, including you, Vivian. My message is, go on, surprise yourself, and see what happens next. And how do we surprise ourselves, I ask. Sodalite wags a finger at me. You know that, Sodalite admonishes. Begin with the intention, and then wait and allow. I am suitably reminded. I shall begin with the intention that I want to surprise myself, and then I will allow this to happen, which means responding positively to the unexpected instead of dismissing it. Oh my goodness, thank you, Sodalite. I can't wait to see what happens next. And thank you, everyone, for joining us here on The Chakra Show. Please join us again next month.